As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? Go see Katie and the crew at Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. You want to take your grow to the next level, whether it's tomatoes or big, sticky, stanky, shock absorber-sized buds. They do specialize in that. They're going to get you taken care of. Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford.
Well, Hunter, another day, another silly meth head. An Alabama woman couldn't have chosen a silly meth head. It's silly. It's just a silly little meth head.
Compared to what?
Doing silly little meth head things. So an Alabama woman couldn't have chosen a more appropriate shirt to wear for her arrest on meth charges. 50-year-old Misty May. Oh, that sounds like an Alabama woman right there. Misty May from Alabama.
Misty May sounds like she should have an OnlyFans. That just sounds like a...
Yeah, it does. That sounds like a made-up dancer name or a hooker name. Anyway, 50-year-old Misty May was arrested earlier this year after a search of her car turned up meth and a pipe.
A meth.
One single meth because she smoked the rest of it. She turned up meth and a pipe. She was arrested again this week for failing to show up for her court appearance. When cops collared her, she just happened to be wearing a T-shirt bearing a photo of legendary meth hero Walter White. You know, the guy from Breaking Bad?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
She likes that blue meth.
She was hit with an initial failure to appear charge and is locked up on $20,000 bond, which in meth, that's like 300 pounds of meth, I think.
You know what the equivalent of that is? Is like wearing your Green Bay jersey or, you know, wearing your favorite team's jersey. But this isn't football. This is meth.
I just got the video, like her with like some face paint on, like, here we go, meth. Here we go.
Here we go.
Come on,
here
meth.
We go.
Play some defense. Hey. Here we go, meth.
Fuck the meth. Let's go. Come on.
Oh, big meth fan. Yeah, I've been a meth fan. Hold on. My dad was a meth fan.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, this is actually his meth shirt right here.
Walter White, favorite player. Favorite player of all time. Breaking, like the Michael Jordan of meth.
Breaking Bad, great show, okay? But I think the message we need to take from it, and if anyone's on the fence on this, is not to enjoy meth, all right? I don't think that's the main... Like, she took this as, oh, my God. Like, this show has everything I love.
People really can't separate real life from, you know, straight-up TV shows.
That's like watching Scarface and being like, you know, cocaine is okay. It's like watching Scarface and going, oh, yeah, I mean,
Scarface puts his full face into him.
He's fine.
The piles of it.
He's fine. You see, he had, like, super strength. Yeah. Yeah.
Nah, that's not how it goes. You're going to die. It's real life is nothing like it is on the big screen. It really isn't.
Here we go, meth. Here we go.
Hey,
here we go, meth. Here we go. Give me an M. Give me an E. Give me a T. Give me, oh, my God, there's bees in my teeth. Ah!
Yeah, what do you think the meth cheerleaders look like?
Rough. Pretty skinny.
Oh, yeah.
Scabs. Missing a few teeth.
Maybe some shoes gone, too. Well, one of them only has one shoe on.
And they will, they will do anything, and I mean anything, for their team.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Sorry, Misty May. Going to jail. All right. There you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. We'll be back.